And there's been a significant increase in anti-Semitic attacks in many parts of the world since the start of the Israeli war against Hamas in October, with an estimated 400,000 people. France has the largest Jewish community in Europe. The French Interior Ministry has said that what could only be described as an explosion of attacks have happened on French Jews since the start of October. Sharon Gaffney has been finding out how Jewish people in the Île-de-France or wider Paris region have been coping with the rise in hate crime. She sent this report.
A celebration despite the darkness as a community comes together to mark Hanukkah. Also known as the Festival of Light, it symbolises the struggles of the Jewish people. For those gathered at this liberal synagogue in Paris, the holiday has taken on greater significance in a time of war.
It's a celebration through dark times. A lot of people were very emotional about being so happy all together. Also, my friends that are not Jews came and said it was so nice to see all of us together, like especially right now.
Like many in her community, Tali Cohen has friends and family in Israel, some of whom were killed or taken hostage by Hamas.
All of my friends lost at least one person there. I have a lot of friends that have to go to the army and like you're worried every day, but here it's also very hard because people confront you.
The war has prompted a sharp rise in hate crime. By mid-November, more than 1,500 acts of anti-Semitism had been reported across France, ranging from verbal abuse to death threats and physical assaults. For many Jewish people, like Daniel Vaimont, the conflict is exposing fault lines in French society.
I mean, you always worry. And you know, a long time ago, my father told me, keep your luggage ready. We are in France for now 3 generations, but keep your luggage ready. And so it really was engraved into my brain that, in fact, the secure situation is not so obvious.
The threat of attack has prompted Jewish schools, businesses and synagogues to increase their security. Rabbi Yitzhak Parsi runs the Olami Association in Saint-Mandé, a suburb east of Paris.
We put camera in all the rooms and the camera at the door outside. We didn't have before. Before, this center was open all day long, and we began to take measures, yes, like stopping to order by Amazon or taking Uber or going by car, not by subway.
While France is home to the world's largest Jewish community outside Israel and the US, the rabbis' students say they don't feel safe here.
We saw that a lot of people were for Hamas or okay with the ideas. So just to see that, so now you know that when you're on the streets, you're not safe. It's not that we're afraid, it's just not safe.
Despite the war, they say they'd feel more secure in Israel.
Yeah, safer. Yeah, because in Israel, we know who is the enemy. And the state is with Jewish people. Here we are a minority. I think that in the future, there will not be a lot of Jew in France. That's the history of the Jewish people. They had to move. I think that it will happen to us. I think that the French state will not protect Jewish people.
Michael says he's been targeted because his clothing marks him out as Jewish.
I was not injured. I was walking on the street at night, okay, with my tzitzit like that. And they come to me to fight me, you know?
That fear of being targeted prompts others, like Caroline, to take care to protect her identity. She works in a bookshop in the Marais, the heart of Paris's historic Jewish district.
We are, you know, aware of anti-Semitism for centuries. After World War II, the main opinion was it will never happen again, and obviously it does because of hatred, Jew hatred. It is quite shocking. We try to take care of ourselves. I try to stay very not visible, not speaking loud about Israel or about everything that deals with Jewish life. But I know some people who wears the men who wears the kippah, they don't do it right now. And I know some people are afraid because of their names.
Despite the anxiety, Caroline says resilience is deeply ingrained in the Jewish tradition.
Well, it's part of Jewish thinking, you know, staying positive, even if it's hard. We have an obligation to stay positive and warm and welcoming, so it won't change.
Members there of the Kehilat Gesher Jewish community of Paris, ending that report by Sharon Gaffney.